cartel violence leaves 5 dead in area where Mexican cops killed 16 migrants. By Cartel Chronicles on March 13, 2021. Central American diplomats and Mexican government officials held a short memorial on the spot where a group of state police officers murdered and incinerated 16 Guatemalan migrants. A couple of hours later, cartel gunmen killed 5 rival cartel members just a few miles away. The cartel shooting took place in the Linda Vista neighborhood of the border city of Miguel Alemán, Tamaulipas. Authorities initially responded to a call of shots fired in the area and arrived to find a home in flames and the body of one gunman wearing tactical gear. Firefighters arrived soon after to put out the flames. Inside the house, authorities found 4 other gunmen who were shot during the attack. Investigators found the floor of the house littered with bullet casings pointing to a shootout with a rival cartel. The city of Miguel Alemán is immediately south of Roma, Texas, and is considered one of the most important smuggling corridors for humans and drugs alike. The shooting took place just a few hours after Guatemala's ambassador to Mexico, Mario Bucaro, and several Mexican officials held a small ceremony in the Santa Anita rural community to honor the 16 migrants murdered by Tamaulipas State Police. The killers set their bodies set on fire in an attempt to destroy the evidence. The scene of the massacre is just a few miles away from Miguel Alemán. As Breitbart Texas reported, the massacre of the migrants took place on January 22 when a group of Tamaulipas State Police officers shot and incinerated a total of 19 people, including 16 Guatemalan migrants. Since then, 12 police officers have been arrested in connection with the case. On Friday afternoon, Guatemalan authorities received the bodies of the 16 migrants in a ceremony. Llegada de los 16 migrantes guatemaltecos, masacrados en hashtag Mexico. Michelle Mendoza, at Mendoza_GT, March 12, 2021. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales from Tamaulipas.